When I started birding in 1975 in East Lansing, Michigan, some of the typical birds in open areas in my neighborhood were field sparrows. I fell in love with their cheerful song, a sweet whistle with the same rhythm as a drumming ruffed grouse, starting slow and picking up speed. Field sparrows were common in Madison, Wisconsin, too, but since I moved to Duluth in 1981, field sparrows have no longer been part of the normal daily bird life since we're at the extreme northern edge of their range. But now I'm living part-time in Ithaca, New York, and am discovering quite a few delights that I never got to enjoy in Duluth, and among them is being able to hear a field sparrow right from my apartment. The first time I heard it, I could feel the joy bubbling up in my heart. The fourth bird I've had from my apartment that in 27 years I never saw for my Duluth yard list. The other three birds I've had in my Ithaca yard but not my Duluth one are wild turkey, Carolina wren, and tufted titmouse. It's not that Ithaca is a better birding place than Duluth. The likelihood of my ever seeing a boreal owl or a boreal chickadee in Ithaca is pretty much zilch. But it's fun to discover all the treasures of a whole new place. And field sparrows are a real treasure. We often think of sparrows as drab and tricky to identify, but field sparrows are adorable. They're rusty, their white eye ring giving them a somewhat anemic appearance, and their pink bill looks as if they were trying on their mother's lipstick. When I took college ornithology, I did my project studying savanna sparrows. I used a tape recorder to map the territories of each savanna sparrow. If I played the recording within the territory, that bird would get agitated and sing or even approach. It worked like a charm on the local savanna sparrows, but oddly enough, whenever I played that savanna sparrow recording, the field sparrows would also respond. I tried recordings of other species, and no matter what I played, the field sparrows responded. I spent a day watching them to see how they reacted to neighboring real birds, but they ignored them. I wondered if the field sparrows aren't just serving on their neighborhood watch program, checking out suspicious newcomers but perfectly accepting of their everyday neighbors. And they apparently are pretty neighborly. There's a documented record of a field sparrow and a rufous-sided towhee pair nesting less than 2 feet apart. Both species fed young at both nests, which is, of course, the neighborly thing to do. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.